Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah, here's some good news. Study published in The Lancet. Researchers from McMaster University in Canada claim that eating cheese reduces your risk of stroke and cardiovascular disease.
No, just
wearing it on your head eliminates the risk of stroke and cardiovascular disease.
We're good.
By the way, does this have to be real?
I think
real?
That's what the doctors meant to say.
This ain't pulling out a piece of craft, right? This is something you have to eat real cheese or any kind of cheese.
I don't know.
It has to be cheese, right?
Made with milk? Yes, okay. it's actual cheese.
Oh, we eat a lot of cheese.
Yeah, because they noted that milk or yogurt would be beneficial to your health as well.
Okay. Can you double up and eat a piece of cheese and down some milk on top of it?
But you're discounting the stuff that comes out of the gallon can they call nacho cheese.
Oh, that, yeah.
The gallon can. Right?
Yeah.
I think this has to
Can we have canned cheese?
I think it's got to be a dairy product.
That might actually
go the other
way. It does
need to be a dairy product, yeah.
Yeah, the canned cheese might go the other way and give you heart disease.
I like a good canned cheese. Who doesn't love canned cheese?
I don't know.
It has its place.
It does.
It certainly has its place.
Yeah.
It's usually inside an open Frito bag with a scoop of meat.
Oh, yeah. A walking taco.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the game. Your little fork and a little bag. Brilliant invention.
Yeah.
That was as
it's
far.
It's like 8 Mile. They do that. They buy that stuff for like my daughter's softball games, and I swear it's like a 80-cent investment, and the markup is like $6 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Walking tacos?
Just a bag and crap in there. Okay, there's a fork, plastic, eat it. Ah, great, thanks, $5.
That was
and you're grateful.
Oh, yeah, you are.
That was the
markup's
finest.
Markup's kind of high on this, right? Yeah, well, go somewhere else.
The walking taco I'm familiar with is usually like a bag of Fritos.
That's it.
And they pour some of that liquid cheese in there.
Yeah, sometimes there's meat in there.
Scoop of meat,
Scoop of meat, and they give you a plastic fork. Like I said, the markup is, you know.
Yeah, there might be some seasoned beef in there or something.
Yep, I need a walking taco right now.
That was the finest cuisine you could get at our concession stands in high school.
There you go.
Well, Craig, you make a note of this because I emailed you something from one of those media corporations yesterday. But a week from today is National Potato Day. And I think
I will tell you this, Todd.
The email
I
got.
I have it ready.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. But don't mention that.
I won't.
Next week.
I won't. We're going to wait until the 19th.
And if you want to look into that, I think Taco John's. I don't know if everybody here has Taco John's.
They do.
But,
potato Olays.
They're giving out the potato Olays.
Are they going to be delivering?
They're tater tots.
Yeah.
Potato Olays are tater tots.
But they got seasoning on it.
Yeah, but somehow better.
That makes
them. They're good.
Yeah.
That
they're
makes
good.
Them Olays, and they are good.
Yeah, they're good.
Are they tater tots? Or aren't they the little round ones? Like the
they might be.
Tater coins?
I don't think you call them tater coins. But yeah, they're still tots to me. I know what you're talking
about. But tots
about.
Is a specific shape.
Different shape.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, according to Taco John's, they are round bites of crunchy potato cooked fresh and sprinkled with a signature blend of bold spices.
Yeah. Pure goodness.
Welcome, Taco John's.
I'm sure if they're like little barrels or little coins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had an Olay in quite a while.
No.
Nor have I had any.
Now we want a walking taco and some tater tots. Come on.
How about a walking tater tot thing.
Yeah, there's a way to
call it. Oh, yeah. Put it all in a bag and mix it up.
Yep. Yep. You got to put that nacho tater tot. Cheese on there.
You're a walking tater tot.
You know that's right.
We're selling a lot of that this morning.
We're making people hungry.
You guys, including ourselves.
Yeah, well, we're making people frustrated because they can't get their Taco John's in the morning.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody's staring at a bowl of Cheerios right now going, wow, this,
this
is just.
This sucks.
I don't want this
Throw in a bag and put some cheese on it. It might be good.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
but those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
By the way, after Doc Mina sent you a genuine Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, it was amazing.
And Christy has been pining for...
I had two of them, by the way.
I guess they used to have Taco Grande in this town.
I don't remember that name. Well, how long ago was that, the 70s?
That had to be a long time ago.
I don't even know what that is.
But apparently, they still have the Taco Grande in Wichita. And I forget exactly what she's pining for, but she'll pay for the cooler and the dry ice.
Yeah, who's going to do that for you, though?
We'll find somebody.
You're going to have some listener? You're going to eat some listener's food?
Sure.
You're crazy.
There's a few I can trust.
They need to throw some White Castle in there, too.
I don't trust listeners from any city.
Where's the nearest White Castle?
Not Wichita. Close.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Wichita. Isn't it Wichita?
Extremely overrated, by the way.
I love them.
They're good. They sold them in grocery stores, but
never
different.
Yeah, see,
different.
I actually don't want
hot
one.
Hot off the slab is better.
Right. You got to get it hot off the slab. Right. It's all steamy and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
I actually would be very disappointed
to get
them. Stop
talking about food. I got like a dry ice. Bar.
I'm sure you would.
That sucks.
Because you need the low-grade onion and the low-grade beef and the low-grade bun. That's what makes a White Castle slider.
Looks like the closest drive is Columbia, Missouri. From here.
For White Castle?
For White Castle. And then the St. Louis, Chicago, Minneapolis
Not
areas.
Wichita.
Right.
No.
When I lived in Arizona.
I was mistaken there.
At the time I lived in Phoenix, I believe half the population was from Chicago. That may still be the case. And every year, since they didn't have a White Castle down there, some big truck would come to one of the suburbs. Like two semis full of White Castle burgers, and all the Chicagoans would flock to that particular suburb and stand in line.
It's more of a memory thing for these people.
Yeah.
Any kind of old food. You've seen that in this city. Oh, I wish that restaurant was still open. I haven't been there in 30 years. It closed. I'm so pissed.
Why'd that close?
Nobody went there.
Yeah, because
you didn't go.
Except for the final weekend, they closed. I can't even get in there now.
You haven't been there in 30 years.
And how about it sucked?
Yeah, and now that it's closing.
How about, in general, it sucked?
You're sad. Is there a reason you haven't been there in 30 years? Yeah, it kind of sucked the last couple of years.
The last 20, it sucked.